Mics are live.
Good morning, everyone. I call this regularly scheduled meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. It is 10:01 a.m. on Wednesday, February 5th, 2020. I'm Commissioner Brian Crotchis. Also present with me are Commissioner Julie Fedorchuk and Commissioner Randy Chrisman. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Fedorchuk?
Just briefly, heading to Nehruk on Sunday. Are the two of you heading out to Nehruk or participating in that?
No? I'm not going to Nehruk this
okay.
year.
I'm not.
All right. So on Sunday, there's a meeting of the SEAMS Liaison Committee, which is, you know, keeps everybody on the edge of their seat talking about the SEAMS between the various different regional transmission organizations. And I'm on that committee to try to make those SEAMS more efficient, ultimately to save money. And that is one of the big issues on the agenda. And then there's a following meeting on OMS, Organization of MISO States. And at that meeting, we will be finally voting on a recommendation to the advisory committee that will make the recommendation to the board that will officially provide a pathway for new organizations like the Lignite Energy Council that has been wanting to get involved in MISO for a year to become part of that. So assuming that happens, then we can look forward to that organization becoming involved through MISO for in the coming years and recruiting others like it to become, too, with the goal of ultimately creating a whole sector of folks that represent that interest, which is sorely missing in the discussions on the transmission issues and the grid in general. So looking forward to that.
Commissioner Chrisman?
Well, I just will say that SEAMS issue is really important. And on the SPP side of things, our regional state committee will be represented there by our delegates from Kansas and Nebraska, I guess. So, and maybe there's one from Arkansas, too. I'm not sure. But anyway, yeah. So good luck with that. Important work.
All right. We have two regular consent items, or two items on consent in the previous minutes. I move they be approved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. The motion is approved.
I don't have any agenda items today. In fact, I believe we only have one. Commissioner Fedorchuk.
So should I talk really slow and maybe go get the application to try to read a little bit from that to drag this out for an hour?
I'm going to leave this alone.
All right. I move the commission deem complete the application for a certificate of site compatibility and issue a notice of filing and public hearing in Whiting Oil and Gas Corporation Robinson Lake Oil Conditioning Montrell County siting application case number PU-19-369.
Second.
So this motion establishes a hearing for March 30th of this year at 10 a.m. at Teddy's Residential Suites in Newtown. On this application, it's a Whiting Oil and Gas Corporation application for a certificate of site compatibility for the expansion of the existing Robinson Lake Oil Conditioning Facility. This is located about 8 miles northeast of Newtown in Montrell County. There is an existing oil conditioning facility there that has a capacity of 45,000 barrels per day. And this expansion project proposes to increase that capacity to 65,000 barrels per day. All of the construction will be conducted within existing land owned by Whiting, but the expansion will include the installation of additional heaters, pumps, and control valves, which will result in the addition of 20,000 barrels per day of oil conditioning capacity. The original cost of the project at that facility was $6 million. This addition is $1.2 million. And they anticipate beginning as soon as they get the permit approvals and having it operating at increased capacity yet this year, if not by late summer, pending the approvals of all the permitting requirements.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
Yeah, I'm sorry with this long agenda that I didn't catch this earlier, but I thought in a previous discussion a couple days ago with staff that this hearing was going to be held in Stanley.
I talked to them.
Where our previous hearing on a Robinson Lake issue was held.
We talked about that, and Newtown is closer. We're driving, and we haven't had a hearing in Newtown for quite some time, so I felt it was important to spread around a little bit and have it there. So that's why it's there.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That's it for me.
All right. In terms of announcements, tomorrow we have a formal hearing, and that will be in Bowman. That is on the Denbury Green Pipeline. It's a 12-inch Cedar Hills pipeline project. And that'll be at the Bowman Lodge and Convention Center. It starts at 10 a.m., and that would be Mountain Time, correct?
I think it's 9 Mountain Time.
Is it 9 Mountain Time, 10 Central? Oh, I think you are correct. Make sure I've got that right.
I would assume so. Let me look at my...
It is 9 o'clock Mountain Time, 10 o'clock Central. So thank you for pointing that out. And then on Thursday, February 13th, we have an informal hearing with Russo Wind Partners. That's case number 19-28. And also on Tuesday, February 18th, we have two biannual updates. One is for SPP and one is for MISO. That's at SPP is at 10 o'clock. MISO is at 1:30. They will both be here at the Commission hearing room. Then Wednesday, February 19th at 10 o'clock, we have a regular commission meeting. Also on that day, we have an informal hearing at 1:30 p.m., and that is case number 19-387, Otter Tail Power Company, Renewable Resource Cost Recovery for 2020. Mm-hmm. We will now take a brief recess and questions from the press, followed by the administrative portion of the meeting. If I can talk correctly, this meeting is now in recess.